And we are back for the final hour today, Tuesday, July the 30th, 2019, the early show here on WWGH Radio, 13 minutes past the hour, and we're having a great time. We've got some trivia questions on the table, and Terry Tackett in studio, and also going to be joined this hour by Linda Sims, host of Voice of a People on this station every Monday and Tuesday from 4:10 to 5 p.m., always a great show, and always great to see Linda in the studio, and we'll talk about a few things. Do want to run down the trivia questions really quick, because we are going to do the drawing for the Matthew West tickets and the REO Speedwagon at the end of this hour. Who took over for Jack Parr when he walked off the Tonight Show back in the early 1960s? The night he walked off the live show, who took over the show that particular night? Bette Midler sang to Johnny Carson on his last night on The Tonight Show. What other legendary television star did Bette Midler sing to as they were getting ready to retire from television? Does anybody know that other star? And who was the first woman in late night talk? The first woman to have her own show in the realm of late night talk. And kind of sadly, she's still one of the few that have ever had a late night talk show woman-wise, and I think the only one that ever had it on a network. 740-383-9944, tickets to Zumbezi Bay, the Columbus Zoo, the Dublin Irish Festival, this coming weekend, Zumbezi Bay, and we also have the entrance into the Ohio State Fair entertainment tickets, or free admission to the Ohio State Fair. 740-383-9944, or anything else you want to talk about. Linda, how's it going?
Going pretty good. I had no idea it was raining out.
I know. Isn't that something?
Yes.
That here we are. It's a rainy Tuesday. All right. Let's take the call here real quick. Go ahead, caller.
Yes. I was going to answer one of the questions about who Bette Midler did.
Go right ahead.
Okay. It was Barbara Walters.
It was Barbara Walters. How'd you know that?
Well, I kind of thought that it was, but I looked it up to double check.
Yeah, she sang to Barbara Walters about a week before Barbara hung it up. All right, would you like what prize would you like today?
Well, I called in and got some tickets to the Ohio State Fair, so I don't know if I'm eligible. I didn't answer a question or anything.
No, yeah, we can put you right back in there for the concert. What's your name?
Amy Brown.
Amy, I tell you, you will go in there, and we're going to be drawing for Matthew West and REO Speedwagon at the end of this hour.
Okay, thank you kindly.
Thank you, Amy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Amy Brown got it. It was Barbara Walters. She sang to Johnny Carson and also sang to Barbara Walters. Now, you still got time to enter. By the way, we still have the questions. Who was the first woman in late night talk? I think ever. Man. And one of the few since. And she was the first one on network television, and I think the only one who's ever had her own show on network television. Who took over the Jack Parr Tonight Show when he walked off the night he did in the early 60s? Who finished the show? And I'll give you one more question here since we've got that one. What did Jack Parr say right before he walked off the show? Now, you don't have to give me it word for word, but essentially he said something that was kind of important right before he got up and walked off his live show. What did Jack Parr say right before he walked off the show? 740-383-9944. 17 minutes past the hour, so it's still sprinkling out there, huh, Linda?
Yeah, it is. Drizzle.
Drizzle. This is not the type of summer day that we all look forward to.
Or maybe I should say mist.
Misting?
It's real fine. Yeah, it's real fine.
Okay. Now, yesterday, who was on the program last night?
Jeff Porter.
Was he? Now, a few weeks ago, I heard that he got a call, and there was a little bit of a
riff.
Yeah. What happened for people who didn't hear? First of all, tell people who Jeff is if they don't know.
Jeff Porter is a friend of mine. Well, he ended up being a friend of mine, but he ventured into our place when we were out at the Southland Mall, and he's a doomsday prophet, and he has author of the book called Expressions of the Last Days. And he was talking about, I forget exactly what it was now, but maybe
what,
to come to
like non-believer or something.
Yeah,
it?
Non-believers, and yeah. The Bible was the word of God, the inerrant word of God. And a caller came in and said there were so many other books written. How could he say that was the book, the Holy Scriptures? And he asked him, how could he be so sure He was talking about being watched, and helicopters was watching him, you know. He said, well, who are you? Why are you so important that the helicopters or the government is watching you, you know? So it kind of...
Oh, Jeff thought he was being watched?
Yeah, he talked about that, yeah. Helicopters, didn't he say that too? Helicopters was following him and all that kind of stuff, and...
Now, why are helicopters watching Jeff Porter?
Right, that's what the caller wanted to know. Like, who are you? You know, like,
yeah,
are you just saying
you're
just
informant?
Yeah, what's wrong? You know, and I forget what Jeff even said, but it was in his day and time when he was an atheist and trying to find his way, and how he ended up into drugs and following a friend of his who was an atheist. And this caller was, too.
Now, the end of the world is not around the corner, is it?
Just signs that we see, according to the Holy Scriptures. I think things will probably get a whole lot worse.
Now, Terry, do you think the end times are coming? I hope not. We just started this show.
Right. That's yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think eventually you're going to see it, but I hope not in the near future. I mean...
Well, what exactly will happen? How will we know that the end times are coming?
Well, it says, first of all, be not deceived. That's the first sign. Be not deceived. And I think it's about the weather. Okay, you won't be able to tell summer from winter, winter from summer, and we are struggling with that now. You will have, like, bad incidents of weather, like hurricanes. It'll be more often, and it will be in diverse places, which... you don't hear about. It'll be happening. So, nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. And it also talks about the Antichrist will come and he will sit in the holy place saying that he is God.
Mm.
That's one of the signs, too.
Well, that'll be interesting. I just heard that there was, I never did get to hear it, but I heard that there was this issue
a little scuffle.
Mm-hmm. And it was all over. Jeff thinks he's being watched.
Yeah, that's how it started.
Because
he called back.
Oh, he called back.
He called back because when Jeff went on to talk about the Bible, then he called back.
Did he say he made him a believer or something that day? I can't remember how he worded it.
He was still kind of skeptic, but he was trying to let him know how to be a believer.
Okay, that's what it was. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he said, I myself was an atheist one day. At one time in my life.
So he switched over.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, yes.
That's good. Now, who's on the show today?
I am attempting to kick off the chat.
Oh, good.
Again, I had four panelists respond to me. But right now, one has a job. Her time has changed, and she may not be able to appear. But I have two other ladies who will be joining me today.
Oh, great.
Well, three's good.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
It's good.
Now, what, in your mind, are the hot topics going on in the world today?
Hot topics are who's going to win the next election? What are we going to do about the massive shootings? Not only that, the abduction of young people. Why are people leaving their children in heated cars with the windows all tightened up and they're dying in the car? How could you go to work for 8 hours and you have a set of twins in the back of the car?
That's the thing that baffles me.
What is wrong with people?
That is the thing that absolutely baffles me.
You, twins.
How?
1 year old.
I don't even know. There's not even an excuse for it.
Yeah, but now see, this comes back to something that Terry and I talked about a few years ago. He doesn't believe you should be allowed to take children into the
hardware store. Oh, I didn't say you shouldn't be allowed. I just think you shouldn't.
Take them where?
Into the hardware store. But see, I think this is the problem, is I don't know where you'd put them if you can't take them into the store.
A classic example the other day of when I worked for 6 hours, I heard nothing but screaming kids of my 8-hour shift. And every time you try to approach the parents, you're the bad guy.
Well, how do you approach them?
Well, yeah, I mean, like, even if you go up and just say, hey, what's wrong? You know, I mean, then all of a sudden they want to snap at you. I mean, I heard him say one day they need a nap. Well, why are they here if they need a nap?
Well, I think people are busy. People are working.
I understand that, like I say, but you don't need to shop for 4 hours and have a sleepy kid.
Right, but you don't want to leave the kid in the car. You don't.
No, I'm not. That's what I'm saying. Let dad go or mom go, and the other one stay home with the kid who's sleepy.
But I don't know that there is always dad and mom at home.
Or grandma or somebody.
I mean, Linda, when you had your kids at home, were you able to just leave them and go do what you needed to do?
No.
Wait till everybody, you know, till everybody's off work or some or whatever.
The best time, I think, to do things.
You know, ultimately, it comes down to: do you need anything that bad that you have to drag a sleepy kid? I mean, can really is picking paint colors that important, or can it wait?
I guess you have to talk to the person.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of those unanswered, unsolved mysteries that I'll never.
But I wouldn't be able to shop with my child screaming and hollering. I'm trying to make a decision, you know, like that. I think I would go immediately after they were up and I fed them and got them dressed and, you know, myself dressed, and we would be out the door. That would give you at least a couple hours.
Well, last
year
there was a lady from 8:30 in the morning till 5:30, 92-degree heat, with three kids, kept feeding them Snickers and Coca-Cola. Wow. And, of course, the kids wanted to go to Zumbezi Bay and the zoo, and she insisted upon keeping them there for 8 hours.
Where at?
Why?
In your store?
Yeah. To choose paint colors.
It took her 8 hours?
She got 24 samples.
And that takes 8 hours?
She would pick a color. She was so indecisive. And every time the kids would get rowdy, she would buy another candy bar, and they would go over and climb on the patio furniture, and they would do. Yeah.
I just don't. I don't think you can ban anybody.
I'm not saying ban any of them. I'm just saying common sense wise.
Yeah, but you know, I think anybody who worked in any store would probably say the same thing. Kids are not the most gracious people
in a different setting, like say at a grocery store, it's fine.
Well, not for the people who work at the grocery store.
But in a setting,
have you ever
like
been
that,
at the grocery store when the kid wants the toy and the mother says, "No, we're not getting the toy," and then all of a sudden it's World War III?
In a setting like ours, we have a lot of sharp objects. We have a lot of.
This is more about their safety.
Yes. I mean, plus they're sleepy on top of it, you know, and which could result in an accident.
Well, I see, but I put that more back on the store, because if you're going to be open to the public, that's mm-hmm. different than a plant.
Mm-hmm.
If you're open to the public, if you have sharp objects and things lying around.
But it's not our responsibility. You see what I'm saying? I mean, it's a working warehouse. Well, so it's not our responsibility to watch your child.
No, not watch the child, but I think if...
But once again, if your attention's diverted over here, and this child's over here and gets hurt...
But I think anybody can be hurt anywhere. I mean, the other day, I saw a mother who had a cart, which almost every store you're ever in has a cart, mm-hmm. and she did not see the kid standing behind her. And she started to back up, and the kid was just that height to where his head came to the cart, and she banged the thing right into his eye.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's not a typical danger that you would have, but it hurt the kid.
I understand that.
And it's not a hardware store.
Right. I'm just saying, you know,
an adult wouldn't have that problem.
They're usually attracted to the, you know, the tractor. So the first thing they go over to the tractors. You know what? Those blades are razor sharp on those. You know, first thing, you know, they grab a blade or something.
Is there any caller who has an opinion on this? Do you think kids should be banned from?
I didn't.
What
say
word do you want
banned.
Me to use? Tell me the word.
Don't use the word.
Okay,
banned.
Tell me what you want.
Just say, you know, do you need to bring kids?
But that's a ban.
That's not banning them.
Well, okay, so it's who gets in and who
smart.
Doesn't?
It's just, no, everybody gets in, but just do it smart.
So how would you word the question?
I would say, if your child is either sleepy, rambunctious, you know, with the summertime, with the heat and everything, I would maybe think about a different time of coming with them. Maybe after they're calm.
You're saying there are kids there who are fine.
Absolutely.
So what you want to do is take the kids who are rambunctious out?
Yeah.
But what if it's just a problem child? You walk into any classroom and there are just kids who have different personalities than
right.
other kids.
Oh, I know. I understand. That I understand. But what I'm saying is I'm going back to where, well, they're sleepy or they're, you know. Like the one lady, she went over and this kid went on for like 30 minutes or so, just steady screaming. And all the lady did was she said, you know, what's going on over here? Immediately, the parent jumps down her throat.
Her
response back to her was...
We got a break. Are you able to leave your kids at home? Linda Sims, Terry Tackett, back here for the remainder of the early show. Be back in about 3 minutes.
It's now time for WWGH News. News about people, places, and plans. Brought to you live from the WWGH Newsroom. I'm Robin Leach.
This is Scott Spears in the WWGH News Center. A Morrow County man was killed on Sunday morning after a one-vehicle crash on County Road 59 near Township Road 62, according to the Mount Gilead Post of the Ohio State Highway Patrol. Chad A. Kitts, age 40, of Edison, was driving a black 1999 Honda Civic westbound on County Road 59 when he drove off the left side of the road, struck a utility pole, a ditch, a fence, and rolled one time. The vehicle came to rest on all four tires, the patrol stated. The incident occurred at approximately 4 a.m. Kitts was ejected from the car and pronounced dead at the scene. He was not wearing a seatbelt, the patrol stated. The Ohio State Highway Patrol was assisted on the scene by the Morrow County Sheriff's Office, the Morrow County EMS, and the Mount Gilead Fire Department.
For the Marion, Ohio weather team, I'm Zach Fuller. Showers and thunderstorms possible today. I'll have your latest forecast coming up in your Weather Minute from the Marion, Ohio News Network. Did you know on this day in 1979, a 40-minute hailstorm bombed Fort Collins, Colorado with baseball to softball-sized hail? 2,000 homes and 2,500 automobiles were damaged, and about 25 people were injured, mainly when hit in the head by the huge stones. Later, a 3-month-old baby died due to the injuries. Now you know with Marion, Ohio Weather and the Marion, Ohio News Network. From the Marion, Ohio Weather Center, this is your Weather Minute on WWGH 107.1 FM in Marion and online at WWGH1071.com. Tuesday in the Marion area, we'll see showers and thunderstorms likely mainly before 1 p.m., then turning cloudy, a high near 83 degrees. Tonight, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly after 7 p.m., then turning mostly cloudy, a low around 65 degrees. For your Wednesday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, but overall mostly sunny, a high near 80 degrees. Thursday, mostly sunny skies, a high near 81. And Friday, sunny skies, a high near 83. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com. For the Marion, Ohio News Network, I'm Zach Fuller on Marion's Talking Place, WWGH 107.1 FM in Marion, and online at WWGH1071.com.
Oh, if you were only here during the breaks on the early show, and we've got somebody on the line, so we're going to go to the caller here. Terry is getting hot this morning here early about these children going in to stores, maybe a little tired, maybe a little under the weather, maybe a little rambunctious. And we're going to continue this conversation. Now, I'm not going to use the word ban, B because that was the wrong word to use. But we do have trivia questions as well. Who took over for Jack Parr when he walked off the Tonight Show in the early 1960s? What did Jack Parr say right before he left the Tonight Show? You don't have to quote it exactly, but pretty close to it. And who was the first woman in late-night broadcast radio? Television? Not radio. Television. This is radio. We're going to go to the calls here. 34 minutes past the hour on this Tuesday on the Early Show. Go ahead, caller.
Caller, are you there? Are you there, caller? I can hear you. Caller.
Okay, call back in. If that was you, give us a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. They called in twice, whether it was to answer a trivia question or give an opinion. Give us a call, 740-383-9944. Remember, if the phone's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so call in, 740-383-9944. Okay, now where are you at on this, Terry? You were speaking right as we went
to break. All I'm saying is there was an incident, I don't know, a week and a half ago or so, where a couple brought in a child.
Maybe this is what we were looking for here. I think it is. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, this is Pat Henry. I just messaged you guys about, I saw on Facebook where a semi-truck smashed into the Lynn School up on Route 4 North.
Oh, no.
Oh, my.
The Lynn School.
I just wanted to, I saw it on Facebook. WMRN posted it. But
wow.
Oh boy.
Just want to tell you guys about that.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Oh, goodness. Wow.
Oh, that's terrible. The Lynn School was the school that the Hamilton brothers spent all that money, the one-room schoolhouse.
Yeah. Oh, no.
That's the Lynn School.
Right there where it wise off, I think, or whatever.
Oh, that's too bad if that did
happen. That's part of our history.
Wow. Yeah, it
yeah, is. And the Hamilton brothers, Oliver and Merle Hamilton, spent so much money renovating that school so that it would be there forever, and a semi smashed. What of all?
Must have lost control.
Take a look and see what I can find here before we get off the air. But continue on with your topic there, Terry, and we'll get back here in a second.
I think like a week and a half ago it was in that time frame. Came in with a child, you know, and for 30 minutes it was just steady crying and, you know, and screaming and things. So we have a person that kind of directs people where to go, what aisles, and they greet them, you know, when they come in. And so this lady just walked over and she said, you know, is everything okay? Well, immediately the parents take her head off for asking about what's wrong, you know, what's wrong with her. So what I'm saying is that did both parents need to be there at that time with that, you know? Couldn't one of them have stayed home with that child? And, you know, because obviously it was something. They were sleepy or something. I mean.
What do you think, Linda, on this topic of leaving kids at home?
Well, I feel like this. If a child is already aggravated in a car before you even get into the store, that maybe it's best to consider the time. How much time do I need in this store?
Exactly.
Estimate that.
Yeah.
Can I go before the child gets aggravated and ready to take another nap, or should I wait till he takes a nap and then go to the store?
That's what I'm saying. Common sense.
So that not only will I not irritate other people with my child who is, you know, going through whatever they're going through.
Yeah.
Or to make it easier for me in my experience of trying to find paint colors or maybe trying to find a dress. I can't concentrate when kids are
bingo.
When my
that's
kids are
saying.
Doing that kind of stuff. And maybe that's why it took
having
the 12 hours.
Respect for the other, you know, I mean.
Right, it's more than one thing to consider.
But those people don't care because, you know, they think it's all about them.
Well, but I just don't know how you deviate. I mean, how can you tell somebody, take your kid out of here? Or
see, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying the decision starts before you leave. Like Linda says, if you know that child is sleepy or whatever before you leave, do you need to both go and drag that child there?
But look at it like this. If there was an adult in there having a fit, screaming and hollering, what would you say?
Uh-huh. We've had that before.
Do you ask them to leave?
Absolutely, we do. So a couple of times we've had to have them physically removed by the sheriff. So.
Okay.
Now see, isn't that problematic though? I mean, you couldn't have the sheriff called on a child.
We would never think of that. No, but I'm just saying.
Okay. It's the same nuisance, though, right?
I'm just saying. In some instances like that, I would like to call them on the parents for being so dumb.
Or actually, to take the child out.
See, that's not good to say. That's not good to say.
Dumb's probably not the right word, but for being so, let's say, inconsiderate. Then
that's a good word, and you could say, if you would take an unruly adult and ask them,
because I just revert back to when I was a child. There was no way in the world, and I think you could speak for this. There's no way I'm going to a store acting that way.
Oh, no, nor my children.
That's what I'm saying.
No, because like I said, I need to be able to think, concentrate on what I'm doing.
You're there.
I don't want to aggravate other people, okay?
Right.
Oh, my goodness. We're seeing some pictures here.
Oh, wow.
From the semi, it looks like it crashed head on.
Oh boy!
Into the Lynn School.
Oh man!
And
historic one room school.
Wow! That the Hamilton brothers spent so much money.
Did it say what caused? I mean, did they lose control? Well, obviously.
Look at that! Look, the whole front of the truck is in the school there.
Oh geez!
If you want to see pictures of this, by the way, go to the Marion County Historical Society page. Thank you, James Anderson, for sending this story over to us.
And thanks, Pat, for calling.
Pat for calling in. Absolutely. Yeah, but look at that! Oh my gosh!
Oh boy! So now the question is: do you think it'll ever be rebuilt? I mean,
well, look at that, right? There you can see all the damage inside the door. It looks like for those of you, I mean, obviously this is radio, if you're not near a computer, it looks like the whole semi is sitting inside the school. Now the trailer is still out there, but the whole semi is in the school.
Yeah. Oh boy.
The Lynn School out on Route 4.
Mm-mm.
Wow.
And how old is that?
Oh, well,
1912, is that?
I think it's more than 100 years old, and Oliver and Merle had went there, Hamilton, who owned the quarry here in town, Stone Quarry, and they spent so much money renovating that place, and for
beautiful.
That to happen is just awful.
What, imagine what Charlie's going to say.
Well, Charlie will be here tomorrow. It's awful. A lot of kids have went there. That's been a place where kids go and...
See, they do tours and everything through there,
tours,
right? Yeah,
yes.
they take... Oh, my goodness.
Well, maybe it can be repaired.
Maybe so.
I hope there was some insurance on the building.
Yeah.
I assume there probably was.
Probably was, yeah.
Sure.
But if you're just tuning in, the Lynn School out on Route 4, which so many have visited, a renovated one-room schoolhouse, an original one-room schoolhouse here in Marion County, was hit. I don't want to say destroyed because the structure's still there.
Yeah.
But it was hit this morning by a semi, and if you want to see pictures, go to the Marion County Historical Society page. They've got pictures.
Is it the only one-room schoolhouse or that's left?
I think renovated,
okay.
Yes. There are others
okay.
out there, but they haven't been fixed up.
Right, okay. All right.
51 minutes ago came in.
Boy,
from the
look at that picture, man. Unbelievable.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
That's a shame. But hopefully something can be done. Anybody know anything about the Lynn School out there or what's going on Route 4 aside from what we've seen and know? 740-383-9944.
That almost looks, I don't know this, but if I was guessing, that almost looks like maybe a guy might have fallen asleep or something is what I'm thinking.
Would have drive right into it.
Yeah.
Or maybe the brakes went out.
I don't know. That could have been.
The road could be slippery.
Yeah, it could be from
the
rain.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
It is
too bad. And I knew Oliver and Merle. They both lived to be, well, Oliver, I believe, was 104 when he died.
Wow.
I think Merle was 102.
Yeah.
There were some good genes in that family.
Yeah.
That's another good topic. Why are people living longer and dying younger?
Well, it is strange because when you look at the obituary page, it is a yin and a yang.
Mm-hmm.
But why are the obituaries so large in the newspaper now? Has anybody looked at that? I got a paper on Sunday. I hadn't got a paper for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked in, and the obituaries are enormous.
Wow.
I don't know.
Dying that fast.
Why do they charge you for them?
Well, because they're so enormous, I think, now. I don't know.
A life's history is included.
Yeah, I mean, I just wonder, that I just often wonder why they charge you for that. But I guess it's part of your, when you pass, I guess that's part of your...
Well, we don't charge on here.
Yeah.
8:10, 10:10, 12:10, and 4:10. You can hear the obituaries every day. But one thing I will say is I've always thought the best obituary to have, if you're going to run it in the paper, run it cheap, and just say, you know, such and such died, and if you knew them better, you would know the details.
Right.
That's it. If you're finding out that I died in the paper, then maybe we weren't as close as you thought.
I know. A couple of years ago, I went to some calling hours, and most generally calling hours for people were, you know, pretty much sad times. You know, I went to this one, and boy, oh boy, I never heard so much arguing amongst family members for this.
Why is it we all eat after a funeral now?
You're exhausted and famished.
But I want to go home.
Well,
I don't want to go to the...
you want fellowship, right? I mean, it's,
you do?
Yeah.
Not me.
Yeah.
I just like to go home when it's over.
Really?
You don't want to reminisce about the...
No. No, because it's... First of all, the day of the funeral is usually a pretty hectic day.
Okay.
True.
You have some anxiety about saying goodbye to the person.
True.
And the funeral service sometimes can be a little long.
True.
And then you got the trek out to the cemetery. And then you got to have a little service out in the cemetery.
Right.
Then you got to walk away for the last time. And then you got the car ride back to wherever you're going. I don't want to go. And because everybody comes up at the thing and we're sorry for your... loss and so
on. And remind you all over again.
And I think we just did that at the calling hours.
Yeah.
Why do we have to do it here again?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true.
So your whole day is shot.
Well, I think also, too, it's a chance for people of the deceased, you know, maybe they have relatives that they hadn't seen for a while, you know, and it's more time for them to visit with them and...
Well, I don't think a death is a good time to have a family reunion.
No, I'm not, you know, but unfortunately, it's when a lot of families come together that, you know, that
I don't know. I don't think that always was the case.
Not always.
No. Now, I know it's good to bring food to somebody when somebody dies. Like, mm-hmm. I heard somebody died last night, and I'll bring over, like, a casserole because you don't feel like cooking.
Right.
But I don't understand this whole buffet that we have to have after the funeral. Does anybody understand that?
Yeah. Seven, maybe it's also for the guest.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
740-383-9944.
Is it like a thank you maybe for the guest, you know, for whoever came, you know?
I do believe it is tradition. Yeah. I just, you know.
That's usually where they start divvying up the flowers and doing all that sort of thing.
I know the one time I went to one for someone that passed away, they asked me for $5 to eat. I was like, what?
It was
pay?
A charge?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that
Now,
one.
See, that's wrong.
Yeah I've never heard of that one.
They didn't have enough to cover the food, so.
Must have been catered.
I think actually next door catered it.
Okay.
Well, if you can't afford it, you shouldn't have it.
True.
Just, you know.
Yeah.
Or
I don't
private
know.
Family only or, you know,
right,
something like
right,
that.
Right, right, right. Have
yeah.
a little small intimate, you know,
yes.
little gathering.
I just
heard
find
that.
Them depressing. Why don't they just go to the, if you really are concerned about the family, why don't you just go to their house and talk to them? Stop by McDonald's.
Wow.
Get him a double cheeseburger.
True.
Yeah. I think that would be the better way to handle it. Or comfort food like chicken and gravy and potatoes and all that sort of thing. To me, I think that would be the better way to handle it.
Yeah, it could be.
We're going to do this ticket drawing here in about 5 minutes. We got REO Speedwagon and Matthew West. Does anybody know who took over for your... Jack Parr when he left The Tonight Show in the early 1960s? What were Jack Parr's final words when he left The Tonight Show? He said something kind of important. You don't have to quote it exactly. But essentially, what did he say as he walked off? And who was the first woman to host a late night show in television history, late night talk show? 740-383-9944, 47 minutes past the hour, 13 minutes left in the program. Don't forget, Voices of People with Linda Sims today at 4:10, and the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker at 5:10 p.m. today. I don't know. I think we just have a lot of traditions that are very strange, and coming back to this kids and stores, because we didn't get to finish that one up.
Yeah.
I just don't think there's any way, because what parent thinks their kid is trouble?
Well, none, but I mean, you can just tell, though. I mean, not really troubled, but you could just say, uh-oh, so-and-so looks sleepy. Is it a good idea to go to this store? Because I got a list of 20 things I need to get.
But don't you think they know? I mean, the parent knows.
Well, of course they do. I mean,
so they're not going to abide by this rule anyway.
I mean, that's what I said. That's why. That's where they need to have some you know, common sense. But they don't. But
well,
but by the same token, too, they should understand our, you know, our approach to it, if we go up and ask them, you know, if a kid's screaming their head off and you're, you know, you're trying to work out a problem with this person at this, you know.
Gotta go, guys.
Okay. Thank you, Linda.
See you later.
Thank you, Linda, for stopping
this
by.
This person's at customer service and, you know, trying to work out a problem and this kid's screaming in their ear and you go up and say, and then they, you know, they shouldn't be offended at you for saying something.
Well, no,
they should have never been brought in there in the first place.
I don't think they should be offended, but I think that it is hard to tell somebody something when they're trying to get something done. Because obviously, once you start the project, you want to complete it.
Well, I understand that. But like I say, I mean, you know, if you're trying to complete your project, your kid's screaming, and this guy's buying a $5,000 mower, and he can't concentrate now because you won't, you know, you chose to bring your kid who's screaming their head off and tired, and you know, now this guy leaves, you know, and he may not come back, and now you're on a $20 project that could have easily been taken care of any other time.
I just don't think people do it on purpose, and I think if we have to agree that they don't do it on purpose, then it's going to be hard for them to stop it. Because if they're not doing it on purpose,
if they're not doing it on purpose, why do they say, "Well, she's sleepy," or "he's tired"?
Well, but I'm saying they made the choice to do it anyway, so I don't think they're going to stop themselves.
Right, but you also then should, like I say, you should look at it from our perspective and not be upset when.
But don't you think people are protective of their kids?
Well, of course they are, and they absolutely should be, but they should also have some common sense. Because
I just
revert back to when I was that age. My parents would have never dreamed of me going to acting. It wouldn't happen. If I had to stay with a neighbor or I would not have been able to act that way.
Well, is that more about the child's manners today, or is that more about what we're initially talking about, which is behavior in stores?
Well, I think it's a parenting issue.
Well, that I don't think we're going to change.
Yeah, I think it's a parenting issue. I mean, once again, it reverts back to, you know, knowing your child. I mean, if your child is sleepy at this time every, you put them down this time every day for a nap, why would you run an errand at that time, knowing that that's your child's nap time and they're probably going to be,
I don't know. It just,
I mean, if we're so set on schedules and everything.
But you know, a lot of times, like a hardware store or something like that, a child doesn't want to be there.
Exactly.
In the first place.
That's what I'm saying.
So if the parents got nowhere to stick the kid, and obviously people are going to horrible extremes and they're doing the wrong thing, obviously,
I'm not saying that either.
Right. So if the option is take them in because you have to get this done and you don't want to leave them in the car and you think they're too young for that and you don't want to leave them at home because they're too young for that, you know, sometimes you have to do it.
But what I'm saying is, can you think about what, I mean, just think about it. I mean, do I really need to get a tube of super glue right now? Is that something I could wait till my husband comes home and, you know, or something? So I don't have to come out in a 90-degree heat with a child who's sleepy and, you know, I mean, you see, I mean,
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. I mean,
I don't know why people do what they do in general.
Yeah. And then by the same token, why am I getting angry if this person asks me, you know, I mean, nothing, I understand the protect, but just says, you know, what's the matter? Why would I get offended?
So the more focal point in this really is that where they get offended at you.
Well, I mean, yeah, that and not only that, but they just, I mean, it's just a matter of, like I say, I don't know if courtesy is the word I'm looking for, whatever. It's just, you know, I mean, I've seen people in the grocery store even said, like Linda said, your concentration is just, everything is just, because you go in there with a mindset, I need to get this, and this. And now you go to the aisle where you need to be, and now your focus is diverted because automatically you hear a child screaming, so you're worried about that. What's going on with that child? You know, and it just takes away from everything that you need to do.
Well, I do want to remind people, because we're getting down to the last 7 minutes here, that we did give away a pair of tickets to Matthew West, which is at the Ohio State Fair tonight, to Jeff Smith yesterday. Jeff, we have your tickets to Matthew West here. Now, let's do the drawing for the other two pairs of tickets. They'll have an hour after this to pick them up. They'll have to 11 today, and then also they can come pick them up from 4 to 6 tonight. The concert's at 7 at the Ohio State Fair. All right, Judy Summers gets a pair of tickets to Matthew West tonight at the Ohio State Fair. And again, if you're not going to use these tickets, call and let us know. Yeah. Judy Summers is a winner. Well, let me shuffle that up before we do the next drawing for the Matthew West tickets. Becky Thacker gets a pair of tickets to Matthew West. And who is our... Now, this is the REO Speedway. Mm-hmm. And this is tomorrow night.
This is tomorrow night, yeah.
At the, Ohio State Fair. And who do we have here? We have Sharon Russell wins tickets to REO Speedwagon. Now, remember, you can pick those up tomorrow because the REO Speedwagon show is not until tomorrow. So Sharon Russell, REO Speedwagon, Judy Summers, Matthew West, Becky Thacker, Matthew West, and Jeff Smith, Matthew West. Now, you can pick those tickets up till 11 o'clock this morning or tonight from 4 to 6 p.m. They'll be sitting right here on the desk in the main room. But the winners are Jeff Smith, Becky Thacker, Judy Summers, and Sharon Russell. Good. So there you go. Now, if anybody doesn't want those tickets, we'll be on for 5 more minutes. Call us right now, 740-383-9944, and let us know, and we will draw for somebody else who can possibly use those tickets if you do not plan on using them.
Yeah.
And also tomorrow, don't forget Jeff Ruth and Charlie Evers for the first time ever on in this day part together to talk about the history of morning radio in Marion from 8 to 10. Of course, we'll kick off at 6:30 tomorrow morning. Let's go here. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, this is Judy Summers, and I don't know what tickets, but I can't use them.
All right. Well, we'll draw again. Thanks for calling, Judy.
Yeah, and this morning when I turned you on, I think it was maybe something till 7. You were like two channels were coming in.
Yeah, we had a little issue this morning with the equipment, but we got it worked out about 8 o'clock.
Okay, and I didn't know I was in for any more drawings. Will you say on the radio sometime who the other people are, because they're not putting it in the Marion Star, who's the rest of the week down there?
What was that? Say that again.
The people that's going to be on stage down there at the fair, will you advertise who else the other people
are? Yeah.
I don't know who this drawing is for, but I wouldn't be able to make it.
Okay, well, we'll redraw that. Thank you, Judy.
Bye.
All right, that's Matthew West, so we're going to take Judy Summers off the Matthew West tickets. Now, remember, if you're not going to use these tickets, give us a call, 740-383-9944. Okay, let's get a person here for the Matthew West tickets tonight. Can't be that person. They've already won.
No.
So we're going to have to do... All right,
Bob Austin
gets tickets to Matthew West. Bob, if you want the tickets, go ahead, caller.
And Scott, this is Becky Thacker. Due to health reasons, I'm not going to be able to use those tickets.
Okay. Well, hey, I thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, Becky's out for Matthew West tonight, so we'll take Becky Thacker off of that, and we'll draw for another set of tickets here. WWGH Radio Matthew West tickets. We have Sandy Mitchell. All right, Sandy Mitchell now has the Matthew West tickets. That's for tonight at the Ohio State Fair. Bob Austin, Matthew West, tonight at the Ohio State Fair. Jeff Smith, tonight, Matthew West, the Ohio State Fair. And REO Speedwagon went to Sharon Russell. Now, if you can't use the tickets, call us now so we can redraw, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Remember, you can pick those up today until 11 o'clock, an hour from now, or you can pick those up tonight between 4 and 6 p.m. They'll be sitting right here on the desk. And we're getting another call here. Let's see what's going on here. Well, we thought we were getting another call. If that's you, call back in, 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. Remember, Jeff Smith, Sandy Mitchell, Bob Austin, for Matthew West tonight and Sharon Russell for REO Speedwagon tomorrow. If you can't use the tickets, call us now, 740-383-9944, and we will redraw the tickets. Adam the Computer Guy coming up at 2:10 this afternoon, Voice of the People with Linda Sims at 4, and Pastor Spot at 5, and here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, this is Bob.
Yes.
Dog in. I won't be able to set up that long to watch the show with the dog in.
All right, thanks, Bob. All right, Bob Austin, we're going to draw again. Let's see who we can get here. Okay. Let's see what name we can come up. David Avery. So now we've got David Avery on the Matthew West tickets. So we've got David Avery, Sandy Mitchell, Jeff Smith, all for Matthew West, and we've got Sharon Russell on the REO Speedwagon. So if anybody can't use those tickets, let us know now so we can redraw. We've got about a minute left in the program, but you can pick those up today until 10 or tonight between 4 and 6. So that's all you have to do. It is just that simple. 740-383-9944. This is the early show. And we are on every day from 6:30 until 10 a.m. tomorrow. Jeff Ruth and Charlie Evers, you're not going to want to miss that, from 8 to 10. And Thursday, Mary Ellen Withrow from 8 to 10. But again, Jeff Smith, Sandy Mitchell, David Avery for Matthew West tonight, and Sharon Russell for REO Speedwagon tomorrow night. Pick those up today until 10 or tonight from 2 to 4 p.m. It's been a fun morning.
4 to 6
tonight. All right. There we go. We're done for the day. Catch you tomorrow morning.